And welcome back into the Jacksonites Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM. And these Locker Room Chats are presented every single week by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton, Thronkirk's Body Shop, the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center. Joined now by head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And coach, last time that we chatted, we were talking about coming up, getting ready for a St. Mary's opponent, and then you take the road this week once again to Onega. Let's break down a little bit the latter part of last week, which was the St. Mary's Bears contest. First home game for your guys' squad against a very good St. Mary's team. What takeaways did you see from that contest last week?
Yeah, obviously, like you mentioned, St. Mary's is a very high-quality opponent, a good team, and I expect them to make some noise in the 3A postseason. But, you know, the game ended up a little lopsided on the scoreboard, 55-21, but I really don't think that was fully indicative of the overall game itself. You know, with a minute left to play in the second quarter, the game was 23-15, and they hit a three right before the halftime buzzer, and were able to extend that to double digits, and then obviously extend that out in the third and fourth quarter. But I thought overall that was our best performance. We were moving the ball well on offense, getting guys in opportunities and positions to score, and even defensively versus a pretty high level team that can shoot it really well and has some good athletes. We're doing some pretty good stuff on defense. So we were able to carry some of that momentum in the first half and stay positive with the guys after the game, saying that, you know, while we've played some pretty tough competition here, that hopefully we can get things rolling and break through in the next week.
Yeah, and you guys definitely did on Tuesday at Onega. Again, this season, Coach, you guys have not gotten out of the 20s on the offensive put out. How about you just triple that against Onega, a big 63-48 win, first one etched in the win column for you guys this year, and the scoring just came in droves on Tuesday. What do you think flipped with the kids from Friday to Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, just to be quite honest, it's our 3-year starter point guard, Drake Melly's playing more like Drake, you know, being more removed off that ankle injury, being healthier. He was able to push the pace, push the tempo, kind of control the pace of the game. And, you know, him playing well and hitting a few shots allows other guys to build some confidence and play off of him. But largely as a whole, I thought everybody played with confidence and was playing well. And, you know, after the game on Friday, as we mentioned, even though the score was lopsided, I didn't think it would be appropriate to really harp on the guys or be too down on them, because, you know, the effort's been there in the first few games, and they have been putting forth the effort and being very receptive to coaching and practice. And you knew with the talent we had in the backcourt that has been with us for a while and the young athletic post we had, that at some point we were going to break through. And as far as the scoring, it was a pretty balanced effort. But, yeah, like you said, we were able to move the ball well and knock in some shots and play pretty well on Tuesday.
Yeah, you guys take on a McLeod Bulldog team tomorrow to close out the opening portion of your schedule. Tell me a little bit about the Christmas break. I talked to a lot of coaches, and it seems like a consensus that the break is a good thing for these teams. Is that the same case for you guys as well as you head into the Christmas break?
For sure. We highlight 2 points in our season typically, of which we want to see the most improvement from our guys and take the next step forward as a basketball team. And one of those is the Christmas break, because you get so many practices without playing a game. You have the opportunity to not only review some of the stuff that you have already, but implement some new things that you think can help your team, whether that be offensively or defensively, and, you know, fine-tune some stuff and get up some shots and get the game legs into the guys. So we'll be expecting to do that over the break here, and hopefully taking that next step like we mentioned, and then carrying that into the midseason tournament, which is our second point where we want to see that big step from our guys.
Taking on a McLeod Bulldog team, and you guys trying to improve on your second win of the season tomorrow night. And just tell me a little bit about the Bulldogs and what you're looking for, what you've seen on film, and as you guys prepare for this NEKL battle.
Yeah, they have several guys that have started for multiple years now, so they definitely have some experience at play and some guys who can hit some shots from the perimeter. So we're going to have to stay tight and close out well to the perimeter and make sure we don't let those guys get hot, because once they get hot, it seems like they'll hit multiple on you. So we've been working some defensive rotations, making sure that we know what the scout looks like and making sure that we identify the guys off the bench who we need to as well, because just like they have experience that I mentioned as far as their starters are concerned, they also have a pretty young and talented upcoming freshman class. So hopefully we can put some things together defensively and stay focused and then continue the momentum we had on offense from Tuesday and hopefully springboard that into the winter break.
taking a break, and then you guys will be one of just a handful of schools that will play on Friday, January the 3rd. That'll be your next contest against Horton at home, and then you host Troy and Riverside and Oski. So you guys have a really good stretch as far as home court advantage coming up out of the break. Is that an exciting thing for your program to be able to host these type of games early in the second half of the season?
Absolutely. You should have some familiarity, and familiarity brings comfort for the guys as far as performing on the same court that you practice on. And we always want to make sure that we try to put a good product on the floor, whether that's effort or execution for our hometown fans. And, you know, hopefully we can utilize that to our advantage and start the January ride after we come out of Christmas break here. And again, just continue to build some positive momentum and keep the good flow going on offense and then tighten down some things on defense and keep everything going in a positive direction.
Jackson Heights will not hit the road until the midseason tournament time when they're at the Thunder Classic in late January. Coach, we won't talk again until January the 9th, so good luck tomorrow. Good health to you against McClouth, and then have a great Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you, Jake. Merry Christmas, and hope you enjoy the break, and thanks for all you do for Northeast Kansas and the coaches and athletes that you covered.
I appreciate it. That's Coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, the Cobra Locker Room Chat presented by Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Community Healthcare System with the Holton Family Health Center, and Farmer State Bank in Holton.